Okay, so we're doing the Mishnah on Samach Beis and Aleph and Kedushin. And it's a sugya, I guess, it's part of the sugya of Dvar Shalom Bala Olam. Like being Kona Dvar Shalom Bala Olam.
Say, what doctor's
that? Samach Beis and Aleph. So, I guess we could pick up in the middle of the Mishnah by the star. So it says, Omer Leisha, Harayat Mikudeshes Leilacha She'es Gayer Leilacha She'es Gayri. So if a man says to a, if a non-Jewish man says to a woman, a Jewish woman, Harayat Mikudeshes Le, after I convert. Or a Jewish man says to a Goyish woman that you're married to me after you convert. Or after I or you get freed. Or avadim.
Where is this, please?
In the middle of the Mishnah on Samach Beis and Aleph by the star. Right. Okay, la'achar she'omos ba'alecha. Or, for instance, if the woman is married, and he says to her, "We're married to me after your husband dies." Okay, because currently she's married, so she can't. She's not a basalchi of marriage. Oh, la'achar she'tomos achosecha. After your sister dies, because you can't marry two sisters. La'achar she'achlot le'chivim techer. You're zakuk to do yibam. So after your yivama does chalitza to you, and then you'll be able to get married. So it doesn't work. You can't do the Kedushin now to be Chal then. Okay? V'chein, homer l'chaveiro. Or if a man says to his friend, im yolda ishtecha nekeva, if your wife gives birth to a female, harizu mekedeshes li. He gives him money now and says that if it turns out that it's a female, then she'll be married to me. Eina mekedeshes. Then it doesn't work. Okay, and as he's trying to marry this unborn baby, he says, but im ha'isa ishes chaveram uberas v'hukar ubra. But if she's pregnant and the ubar is already realized, whatever shir that is, it says andvarv kayamen. They yelda nekevan mikdashas. Then it works. So as long as she's already the ubar is already there, then you could do it. Okay. So Rashi says on the Mishnah. So he holds he can't marry someone who's chayiv to do the yibam. Okay, if she's already zakuk to the yibam, they can't. There's no marriage. There's no condition. Okay, and this is the main Rashi. Ainu mekudeshas. Dehavei ledvarim shelo bala olam. Because it's dvarim which have not come to the world. Ve'achshav in biyad alakadsha. Okay, and now, since now it's not in your hand to marry her, because either she's Jewish, not Jewish, you're not Jewish, or she's a slave, servant, or she's married, or any of these cases. So since at this moment, she's not a bas elchi of Kedushin, it's like Shlo Bala Olam.
Isn't there a bigger problem by
Dior? I mean, so, as far as Kedushin is concerned, she doesn't exist. So you're trying to marry someone who doesn't exist. So yeah, but you're not marrying her for now, you're marrying her for later. Yeah, but right now she's not Bala Olam. So it's very nice, later she'll be Bala Olam, but right now she's not Bala Olam. She's doing Kedushin on something which doesn't exist in the framework of Kedushin. I mean, even though she does exist, it would be like you're trying to buy fruits which don't exist. Like you have a case, for instance, if I want to buy a tree, I want to buy fruits that don't yet exist. So I make a kinyan on the fruits which are gonna come about in a month from now. So that's the lo bala olam, because you're trying to buy something which doesn't exist. So saying so to here, you're trying to be mekadesh, a woman who in the Freyr condition doesn't exist, even though she does exist physically, but she's as far as condition is concerned, she doesn't, she's a guy. So she's totally not subject to condition. So you're trying to do a kinyan, a maisa condition on a woman who's simply not subject to condition on the premise because later. Yeah, but that's the lo bala olam. So since right now you can't be mekadesh her, so you can't do a Maisa Kedushin to her now, al Shem HaAsid. That's Davar Shel Ba'olam, it's Ein HaDamakne, or whatever, it's Davar Shel Ba'olam, and it doesn't work. Right? I mean, that's what I was saying. So what's the basic idea at this point? What's the Swara?
Well,
I mean, I think I want to do today is cover some of the sources, some of the Gemaras a little bit, just to get a feel for what's going on. But off the cuff, what's the
underlying
idea?
It seems to me
good. So on the surface, say like my father's saying, like David, like Jay's saying that there's no the Ma'aseh Kedushin has to be Ma'aseh Kedushin right now, and you can't say it's a good Ma'aseh Kedushin because later it will be. If right now it doesn't have any validity, it's not a Ma'aseh Kedushin. So then that's it. That's not Kedushin. It can't be defined as a Kedushin. Hashem Asid. Okay, that's on the surface. No, I mean, just on the basic level. Right? I mean, it's understandable halacha. I mean, it would have been, I think the other way it would have been harder to understand. Right? I mean, you probably would have guessed this halacha. Okay, so let's see. So it's not so simple. So let's look at the Gemara. So when it says, Tanan Hasam, Ein Tormin Min Hatalash Al HaMechubar. So the basic halacha is, so look at Rashi. It's talking about taking off chuma. So it says, Mechubar Eino Chayev V'chuma. So if something is attached to the ground, it's not Chayev and Chumas. The Rashi's the Gan Chaksev. Midi the Midgan. Okay, there's something which is like grand. It made into granch. An Esaf Bekeri, that it's made into a pile. So as long as it's still on the ground, it's not really dug on yet. It's not really grain. It's still like stalks or whatever. It's still wheat, I guess. So you're not chayiv until it becomes dug on. So when it's made into a pile, then it's a grains. Hilkach lo chal shem chuma al atalash. Shehofra shalav. So for instance, if you take chuma on talosh, okay. So it means you have something which is not attached to the ground. And let's say you have, a hundred, or whatever. So a group of dogon, half of it is attached and half is not attached. So you take from the detached stuff to be chuma on the attached stuff. So it doesn't work because you're taking chuma on something which isn't shaykh to chuma. The stuff which is attached is no shaykh altogether to chuma. So you're taking chuma on nothing. So the chuma isn't chal. Ah, you gave it to the Kohen. And with Tevel, Ubiad Kohen. So now basically there's no Chuma taken off on anything. And now the Kohen has it. It's Tevel. Yachal Chuma, Lamim Lacham Acher. Now you can take off Chuma from it from somewhere else. Okay, because basically now the Tshfua, which you gave to the Kohen, you never took Chuma for it. Because that simply wasn't a Maisa Chuma. Fine. The Kula Chulan. And everything is basically Chulan. Well, and once you take off Chuma from somewhere else on it, then it's all going to be Chulan. Mechubar Shofra Shalav. And the mechubar, that which is attached, which you try to take off chuma for, lo niskan, that also didn't work. So now when you detach it, you're going to have to take off chuma again. So basically it's a meaningless thing. If you're taking a chuma on for something which is attached, it just doesn't work because it's not shayach to chuma yet. Okay. The entire main chuma is a chuma. Okay. So now the one says, boi mei ravasi mei Yochanan. Amar peros arugazu tlushim yechumal peros arugazu mechubarim. Peros arugazu mechubarim yechumal peros arugazu tlushim lichesh yichlshu. So let's say you say now, obviously right now you can't take off chuma for attached stuff. But let's say you take off chuma that will be chal when they become detached. Right? So you're not trying to do it now, you're trying to do it that'll be chal later. Right? You're trying to do it now, it'll be chal later. Alright, so you're doing the Maisa now, but it'll be Chal later. So in theory, this sounds like the Lovel Olam. Same type of thing. Right, Rashi. So, it says, Peres Urugazu Mechubarim, Kelomar, Osho Omar Peres Urugazu Mechubarim, Yechuma V'chule. So it's a backwards case. V'nitla Shumahu, Shotei Chuma L'mafreya. Does it become Chuma L'mafreya? In other words, you're taking the Maisa now, but you want it to be Chal later. And it was later, when they chals, and it will turn out, Mafreya, that was the Maisaf Rasha, retroactively. Mihave Kamakdish Dorosh Olam. Hello, is that considered like you're trying to be Mekadesh, Makdish, something which is not below Olam yet? Or not? Right? So on the surface, it sounds like the same case. It's like you're marrying the woman, doing the Kedushin now, it'll be chal later. So why should it be any different, right? So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Kol Shabi Adalav Kimachusar Maisa Dami. That anything which is in your hands to do now is not considered like it's mechusar maisa. It's not like it's lacking in action. Rashi. Kol shebi yado ki hai shebi yado litlo shulafresh miyad. That these fruits, even though currently they're attached, but at any moment you could just go and detach them. So it's true that then now they're attached, but they're not, they're like as if they're not detached. It's not lacking the action of detaching it, because you could detach it now. So since it's biyado to detach it, therefore now it's like it's detached and it works. Even though, and it's not defined, it's lo bal olam, even though right now, the ma'isa truma, it doesn't make any sense. Because it's not subject to truma yet, because it's still attached. Okay? So this is difficult. Right? I mean, the question is, I mean, we'll go further, but I mean, the big problem is, how does this work? Sounds like magic. It's very nice that it's viado, and you could detach it, but you didn't detach it. So if we say is that you can't define a ma'isa as valid because of the future, and it has to be defined as a ma'isa currently, so then who cares that it's viado to do? But you didn't. Why is that relevant? Right? Okay, so that's the problem. So Shai asked about the cases in our Mishnah. So that's the Gemara. It says, Eisvei. Homer Lisha, Mikdash Shasli, Lachash Shaskari, Lachash Shaskari, Lachash Shashtachar, Lachash Shaskari, Lachash Shemaspai Lech, Lachash Shemaspai Chosech, Lachash Yachas Lachavim Techen, Mikdash Shaspishle, Makulu, Lav Yado. All these cases, most of the cases that you can't do anything about. It's not Biyado for her husband to die, or for the Yibam, or whatever, but Elager, Ave Biyado. You're saying is, I'm going to marry you when I convert. So it's viado to convert. Why can't you convert? It says no. Ger nami la viado. Tamar b'chiyah bar Abba. Amar b'yochanan ger tzarach shlosha. Okay, you need three people to convert. My time a mishpak sivbek. V'kedin, like din. Mi yemer the mizdaki luhani tlasa. Who says you're gonna be able to get three people? You need three people to get together and to accept you as a ger. Right. So maybe you're not gonna be able to get the people. So therefore, that's not considered viado. To detach the fruits is beyond, you just rip it right off. But a conversion is a process. You need three people. You have to get the other people. Maybe you're not going to get them. After Rashi says, you have to immerse him and to tell him it's a skalos. I mean, it's not simple. It's a process. So that's not considered beyond. So apparently, you have a ham and a skun here, whether that's considered beyond. Right? Okay, does that answer your question? So it's more or less, so eventually we'll try to find that machlokes. I'm in Maskana, right? Apparently, the Gemara thought that wasn't biyado. Okay, so it's maskif la Rabbi Abba bar Mamma. I'll go a little further. El meata hanosim pruta l'shevchaso. You give your maid servant the pruta. V'amar ha'mekdesh es leilacha she'shtachorer reich that I'm marrying you. That will be chal once I free you. Hachanami have a kedushin. Then it should be kedushin. Because that's a biyado, you could just free her, right? At any moment, you could just free her. So that then, right? So that should work. But apparently, the Gemara holds or knows that doesn't work, right? So the Gemara says, "Hachi hashta." How could you? You can't compare these. Hasa me kara behema, hasha das acharas. Says there originally she was a behema. When she's a eved, she's like a behema. And now she has like a new das. She's like Yisrael. She's a whole new person. So Rashi says, "Hilkach ein mechusar ma'isa gadol mizah." Okay, so even though it's biyado for you to free her, but he says there's no greater mechusar ma'isa than that. Okay, because there now she's a behemo, and then she's going to be a das acharis. Okay, she's going to be like a new das, new person. Right? So what do you think about that? Right, I mean, the question is, who cares? I mean, it's still biyado. Right? I mean, biyado means it's in your hand to do. And once it's biyado, it's lamachuz ha'maisa. So now, well, if it's biyado, but it's das acheres, ein lecha mechuz ha'maisa gadol mizah, I mean, what's the sense to that? It's not explaining it, it's just saying it. Right? I mean, sounds like you can make anything up here, you know, is that if it's biyado, then it's mechuz ha'maisa. Unless it's behemah das acheres, then already, then that's too much. There's no greater mechuz ha'maisa than that. So what's the idea? What's the sense to that whole idea? All right. What's the sense to that? I just want to, let's look at the Rambam. So Rambam says by the Truma case. So Rambam's in Truma's Hey Tas. It says, I'll just read it to you. It's no big deal. He says, "Along peros arugazu tlushi mi a peros al truma arugazu lechashiyed l'shev." And that's the same case, our case. You want to take the truma now on the attached fruits have, for the detached, they'll be chal when they become detached. Since it's in your hands to detach, ainu mechusar maisa. It's not considered like it's lacking a maisa. And when they're attached, it works. So there's he adds one stipulation, which the Gemara gets into, but they have to have, both fruits have to have already brought out one-third growth at the time where you say the statement. Because the shear of one-third is the shear when it's fruits, when it's v'chayiv and chumas. Okay, so even though it's not detached yet, but they have to be already one-third ripened. Okay? So why? Why is that? And the simple pshat is because now it's not biyado. If they're not, they haven't brought, the whole idea is that even if they're not detached, at any moment you could detach them. But if you detach them before one-third, they're not chayiv and chumas, they're not really developed as fruits. So not chayiv and chumas. So it has to be that they're already at that point, and now it's biyado to detach them. Right? Okay, fine. So, I mean, that's simple. I don't know. That's just to make sense. Okay? I mean, the Gemara doesn't get to it, but on the surface, that's what makes it biyado. Because they're roi to be chayiv and chumas the second you detach them. At any moment, you can detach them. Well, one thing which is funny is the Gemara brings in this phrase, mechusar maisa. Right? It says, if it's biyado, then it's not mechusar maisa. Right? And, right. That's where I'm also at. Ain't no mechusar maisa. So he says, well, what's this whole idea of mechusar maisa? Like, where'd they get this thing from? I mean, you say, doshal balolam, doshal balolam. What does mechusar maisa have? What's the idea of the mechusar maisa altogether? Right, what's the shot? Well, who cares about mechusar? Why was this? The question is it doshal balolam? It's not balolam. Who also more says, if it's beyond though, it's not mechusar maisa. Well, how did the mechusar maisa become a factor? What does mechusar maisa mean with it? Say, is it bala olam? Is it not bala olam? It's biyado. The question isn't mechusar maisa. The question is bala olam. Like, how did the emphasis go? And like the Gemara says by the Eved, since she's a behema, it's ein lecha mechusar maisa gadol mizah. What's mechusar maisa? Who cares about mechusar maisa? Where did that even come from? Basic problems. I guess we're gonna leave this. Basic problem is, what's the idea of biyado? You know, understand the basic idea of Darshal Olam kind of makes sense. There's a basic sense to it. But now this Biyado kind of throws it for a loop. It's like this qualification. If it's Biyado, then it's not Mechusar Maisa. But what's the Sheikh's Mechusar Maisa altogether? And how does that get rid of the problem? It's still Mechusar Olam. And then how does... But if it's Biyado, but the Behema and the, whatever, by the Shivcha, then it's Enoch Mechusar Maisa Gadol Mizah. That's already too much. What's that whole thing? It just sounds like these arbitrary rules going on here. So that's the question. And I guess also the Hamir Oskana about by Ger is that Mechusar Maisa, but that's more of a detail. I mean, I think we need a framework. It's like a new sugya. Kind of have to get some sort of framework for dealing with these things. You know? What are the issues at hand?
Better keep on replacing.
You mean... Now it is recording. See? Recording when it's on.
We said.
Okay. But it's working. Works.